Mission today is my Shigiriti is the God of all ages. And there are some headlines under war and insecurity, God's guidance, the signs of end time, modern new age, and idols and joy of believing. And let's then start. War and insecurity, God's guidance. In recent times, we have heard almost daily news about war and from nearby Ukraine. The attack initiated by Russia. Believers have a simple and calming petition in the midst of all crises. If when evil comes upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. It's important, beloved ones, how we speak about war, how we speak of it in the hearing of our children. Do we spread hope or hopelessness? Our feeling of security may have been tried. It is difficult for us to understand that so near we have witnessed great human suffering and destruction. Europe has strove for peace, and war has brought uncertainty to this effort. We have perhaps wondered whether the war will expand. The outbreak of war has brought much uncertainty in our life. Many firms, companies are suffering because of diminished market of products and services. Layoffs may have brought economic difficulties into people's lives. We may ask, what is the will of God when God is almighty and allows these things to happen? Rows of tombstones in our church graveyards remind us of the battles that have been fought on behalf of our homeland's freedom. God directs world events through rulers who have been commissioned to guard and protect life. The Bible speaks to us of an omnipotent God who guides the whole world in the faces of nations and individuals. Paul spoke in this time and had made of one blood of nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth and had determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord. Our whole life, our birth and death, and every moment is known by God. In Psalms is written, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fortunate, when as yet there was none of them. God has given his law to protect life and all that is precious, correct, and holy before God and man. Already our birth, he has imprinted his image with us. As a birth gift, every person has received consciousness of what is right and wrong. National conflicts, hatred, bitterness, and violence, whether in personal or national life, are consequences of sin. The most visible destructive consequence being war. in Christian doctrine. Sin is always a serious matter. It separates one from God, from God's kingdom and from other people. A child of God desires to build peace with his words and actions. It's said in Proverbs, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The psalm writer says, therefore will not we fear, but the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. It's in Psalm 46. God has given us a free fatherland, which we each desire to upbuild with our gifts. God has given us. Jeremiah wrote to those who had been led into captivity, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captivities, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not the evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29. Then signs the end time. The end time and the second coming of Jesus has always interested people. The disciples also asked Jesus of this. And then when Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, and disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered, he answered to disciples and also beloved sisters and brothers for us. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. It's a little bit different, it's older translation. We may ask, are today temptations, latter rites of the end times? He especially spoke of greed and promiscuity. First greed, which also Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after, and they have erred from their faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. It's in First Letter to Timothy, chapter 6. When Jesus had fasted for 40 days and nights, he was tired and hungry. The enemy of the soul attacked Jesus and asked him to change a stone into bread. The enemy knew that Jesus was the Son of God. He had power over all. he can in a moment resolve the problem of bread. For that reason, the tempter appealed that Jesus could use this power of God and would concentrate on the temporal question of livelihood. We can foresee that the enemy would have allowed Jesus to practice spiritual matters also, but not with his whole heart. The heart was to be fastened into this world and its great opportunities. The order of importance should have been changed. Jesus answered coherently and completely. He agreed that we should carry responsibility for our temporal livelihood. Without food and drink, we cannot live. At the same time, Jesus brought up the right order of importance for our lives. He reminded us that God has meant man to live in connection with him. Man yearns for God and his word. That cannot be replaced with any temporal thing. Jesus knew that we often despair of our livelihood and aim for a higher, better position in our life. We do not always have strength to trust in the possibilities of God and are not always satisfied in his guidance. Also, many believing families live in the midst of worries of their livelihood. Our daily may be hand-to-mouth living many times. This when the enemy of the soul approaches us and brings out his own suggestions to correct this. The enemy may tempt us to be dishonest or to sow the seed of bitterness in the heart of the child of God. Before this, he paints our future to be so black that we have no room for living faith, let alone for the small saplings of heaven. Jesus taught, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break true and steel, for where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. It's in Matthew chapter 6. The contented standard of living set by Bible is very low. Beloved one, it's surprisingly low. Paul writes to Timothy, and having food and raiment, let us be there with content. When we feel the temptation is very strong, it's important, beloved, that we have strength to come to hear the word of God, where we can hear the voice of the good shepherd and the center of the word of God, which is the gospel. Of promiscuity. Luther describes of promiscuity as all of the free and unnatural sexual relations. It says in sixth commandment, thou shalt not whore. This commandment is worded new. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thus it can be understood that sexual relations outside of marriage are not sin. In this matter also, the word of God is unchanged. Sexual relations before marriage is sin according to the word of God. It's necessary that parents discuss dating with their young. The world gives its own model for this. We wish to be shepherds for our young in all phases of life. But do we recognize in what time our young are living? Do we have time in our homes to discuss with our young what the phenomenons of this time are? The young long for encouragement from their parents in all matters and wish to discuss matters of their rightful names. With sorrow we see how the understanding of marriage according to the word of God is being stamped upon in our country. In our beloved state church, we can see how there are rapidly approving of marriages of the same sex. Marriage is set by God to be between man and woman, and blessed by God, and is until death do us part. It's in Mark 10, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh, so then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let man not put asunder. The advice given by the Bible to believers when the signs of the end time approach, not so their interpretation, but and when these things begin to come pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draw nigh. The signs of the end time of the world time are and can be that someone knows to how to interpret them. The end of the world, according to Paul, will not come as a surprise to believers. It's in 1 Corinthians. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So it's important to dwell in light. And it's in Matthew 44. But the day, 24, but the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. We do not have to worry, in our lives are in safe hands, when we can remain under the care of our Heavenly Father. Jesus said unto his own disciples, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Then modern New Age. What Finnish believes? At the end of 2022, 65% of Finns belong to state church. Giving up Christianity, it's the wide phenomenon in this time. Supernaturalism believes almost half, and Ford believes that death is the end, and Ford keeps them as religious, and fifth keeps them just kind of spirituality. This shows how spirituality is replacing religion. New kind of modern New Age is spreading through social media. Internet offers options which may keep one and bring one to deep waters. People are reversed from each other's. All kinds of bubbles form where same mind have same kind of understanding of truth. Modern New Age also have influence in the midst of believers. It's good to be aware how the new modern New Age depart from the teaching of the Bible. In Christianity there have always been heresies. concerning heresies, there is a wrong understanding of triune God. They always emphasizes and raise up a man. Jesus warns in his Gospels many times of heresies. Paul wrote to Timothy, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and opposites of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. It's in 1 Timothy. Here Paul refers to Gnosticism, which is considered to be wisdom in the new church, and it was a significant heresy. Gnosticism was a mixed religion, doctrine of rebirth, and it aims to find a higher personality, as it is now in modern New Age. It said in large catechism, I believe that there is upon earth a little holy group and congregation of poor saints under the head, even Christ, called together by the Holy Ghost in one faith, in one mind and understanding, with manifold gifts, yet agreeing in love without sects and schisms. In Romans, it's for with the heart man believed into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Living faith possesses
arvoja Jumalan
and
halun ja voiman avulla.
A man is entirety of physical, mental, and spiritual things. Spirituality is defined like religiosity, while spiritualism is seen as an interest in values and meanings of life. Spiritualism is connected to temporal things, but spirituality to eternal and the presence of God. Emphasizing spiritualism have brought with it a comprehensive idea of man. There is meditation and yoga. Through these tools, one makes expedition to oneself, trying to find own abilities and improve them. A common phenomenon are also communication with nature and powers of the mind and thinking. These are not conflict with the Christian religion, but they are core thoughts in modern New Age, which theology is very foreign with the teaching of Bible. In the midst of believers, there are true character, also who have all kinds of interest. Some would like to practice his physical condition, some spiritual things, and many things, emphasizes of these things will vary. One sister describes in Päivämies how mental work gives what the faith carries. He pondered could mental well-being replace spiritual spiritual dimension brought by faith in life. Modern New Age, what is it? modern New Age has not common management or doctrine, but and its roots are in New Age. And nowadays, modern new spiritualism, this meant a new time, and it was outmarching of new religions. It's mixed of oriental religions, natural religions, humanistic psychology. To oriental religious refers the thought of modern New Age thought that all religions are common in common ground. Nowadays also young women and men seem to join in this flag. The background of the modern New Age is the improvement of secularization. Many escape exhaustion and threats, apparent peace and calmness. The image of God differs much of the revelation of Bible and the doctrine of Christianity. According to modern New Age, God is a cosmic energy and same as universe. God is not a person, but all is divinity. According to Christian doctrine, God is personal, almighty, all-knowing, eternal. He has created all, and in his love, he is near God. God is triune, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Same way, there is a great difference in the image of humanity. New spiritualism, new modern New Age emphasizes that people are part of cosmic awareness. According to Christian doctrine, God created man to live with him. Man fall into sin, but God in his Son Jesus Christ atoned the sins of the whole world. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The greatest danger of the modern New Age is that it teaches a foreign oriental image of the world. Many could not recognize that one will have thoughts of non-Christian, will have non-Christian thoughts, losing touch of Bible. Some have applied for a replacement from science and from social media influencers, from spirituality. From spiritualism, it's positive that many have given up the modern New Age and have connected to Christian communities. They have come to understanding that the rituals they have practiced is connected to powers of the darkness. Despite spiritualism doesn't mean spirituality, it's needful to be awakened so that practicing spiritualism didn't came as practicing spirituality. Endure peace is only in God's kingdom, which could be achieved through the grace and through the gospel of forgiveness of sins. Of spiritualism, alternative treatment, nutrition, many can think a different way, but there is no room for polarity and strong opinions could be avoided. Those are harmful for the love between children of God. Paul exhorts to live with peace. with all. Then headline, trusting for oneself or God. Through the modern New Age, one have to seek God, peace and truth and light from inside. Man attempts to save himself. Atonement and atoner is no needed. Sin is also ignorance of one's godliness. Through Bible, God's image in man were corrupted in the fall. He could not, through his own deeds, get reconciliation with God, but he need mercy. In Jesus' blood, we have redemption. In the letter to Romans, it's said, be not wise in your own conceits. Bible reminds that salvation comes only through grace, without merits, through the merit, the redemption work of Jesus. Faith is personal, but to God's kingdom, man have to seek outside. It's according to Bible in the midst of us believers. According to Bible, God has created the God. God's handwriting and handprint is everywhere. All living and dead nature reminds of God's wisdom and present, but godliness is not in all creation. Unto modern New Age is connected natural religions. Usually it's common for them that the creatures of nature have soul and spirit. One ultimate example of spiritualism could be environmental activism, which is as a religion, and the creation is a God. Paul wrote, who changes the truth of God, a lie, and worship, and serve the Creator more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. It's good to protect nature and take care of the health of mind and body, but these could be not as gods. God's nature have given us to recreation, to cultivate and protect, but not to worship those. We may really enjoy and refresh ourselves in nature. According to modern New Age, our goal is not heaven, but the balance of personal balance, peace and pleasure. After death, a man continues his life after true rebirth. Final peace will be achieved, joining to godliness and spirit of the world. On the other hand, the idols. One might think that the serving idols is serving those handmade statues or pictures or holy or worshipping holy pictures. However, whatever thing with temporal thing which is governed start to govern our life comprehensively is worshipping idol. Luther has said, where your heart is connected and you put your trust is in actual fact your God. According to Bible, if we will keep some thing more important than God and his word, it's the question of the serving idols. Jesus thought in the Sermon of Mountain, where is your treasure, there is your heart. After the fall of sin, God's image broke in a man. Obedience of faith and trusting to God's leading changed to unbelief. In the fall of sin, God break the first commandment. God, when he gave the first commandment, showed us under which foundation a man have to build his. I'm the Lord your God. You may not have any other gods. On the second book of Moses, it's warned. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. This doesn't mean that only worshipping visible status is sin. Sin is also if we try to image of God what he is not. We try to make image of God which is not according to revelation of the word of God. God hates sin but loves the sinful man. According to word of God, worshipping of idols starts when a man denies God and his Redeemer, Jesus Christ. One begins to change word of God fit to his life, carrying out one's lusts and sinful tendencies. In Catechism it's said, when a person allows his bodily desires to rule him, his sin is sensuality. When a person loves the world and its treasures more than God, his sin is unworthiness. When a person seeks his own interest in everything, his sin is selfishness. When a person admires and exalts himself and wants to get by only himself, his sin is pride. In this time, the worshipping one's body have rose up. This is one of the idols of our time. This time, one admires youth, sportiness, immortality of the body. The enemy of the soul would like to, that we have discontent mind in our time when the beauty and youth are admired. We could be discontent of our appearance when our appearance may have become so important that we even have to applying makeup it. Naturally, we would like to take our condition and health. It's right. Created by God, we are valuable such as we are. We would like to preserve faith and good conscience also in these things. Conscience reminds of the responsibility of a person, but it's not an absolute voice of the truth. The conscience could error, therefore we have to check the voice of our conscience through the word of God. Christian doctrine teaches, And the Christian, God has taught what is right and wrong. Paul wrote to Timothy, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. It's in 1 Timothy. Joshua wrote to God's nation, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites.
Sanotaan, Joosua sanoo painokkaat sanat.
He emphasizes
what,
as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Will this example of Joshua be in our hearts that we would like to serve Heavenly Father? Then at the end, faith brings joy and refuge. Dear brothers and sisters, we are acceptable to heaven through faith. It's safe for us to live as children of God today and to look forward to future confidently, because God takes care of us perfectly. It has been written in the Bible much of the joy of the faith. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say, rejoice. Joy is one, the fruit of the faith. It's going along with us in the ordinary life and in festivity, all where the children of God are living. We may also now experience the deepest essence of the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's good for us to trust the care of the Heavenly Father, as we said before. I have my own plans for you, said the Lord. My thoughts are thoughts of peace, not thoughts of destruction. I will give you a future and a hope. Jesus exhorts to stay awake. And he spake unto the people, "Behold the fig tree and all the trees, when they flower, the summer is nigh at hand." Jesus said also, "I thank thee, O Father, the Lord of heaven and earth. Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Same time as the child put his refuge unto his parents, we may trust God's care in our life. It's safe to wonder and ponder God's great deeds, and that we may also now make our journey in God's kingdom toward heaven." This was the presentation. And writing this presentation, I have felt my sinfulness and poorness. So I would like to ask, may I believe my sins forgiven? All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I would like to believe with you, beloved brothers and sisters.